make an impact at work or in life generally, of course, you've got to know how to communicate well. It all comes down to communication. Earlier on, I spoke to a performance coach called Dr. Diana Theodoris. Her new book is called Performing as You, How to Have an Authentic Impact in Every Role You Play. So I asked her, is she suggesting that we play a role at work?
There's one very important word in the title, which is how to really make an authentic impact in the role you play. And yes, it is about how we can bring more of who we are into those doors of the workplace and the places that we work professionally, so that we can all start being more whole, more integrated human beings, and be able to offer the best of who we are to those around us.
Yes, well, when you say they're about to bring more of who we are in our normal lives into the workplace, what do you mean by more of who we are? What do you mean by authentic exactly?
Very often there is, in every workplace, understandably, in every organization, there is a culture, there is a convention, there is a, this is the way we do things around here. And after a while, those work cultures, you know, they have their own language, their own jargon. Often they have dress codes, they have conventions, they have rules. They have an entire culture which we, you know, we buy into that. And after a while, we start to damp down a lot of who we are as a whole dynamic human being. And we start to go into what I call a kind of default performance. It's kind of an epidemic of obedience that we just start to go through a way of behaving which is not using our full range of energy and expression. So when we, you know, a great example of understanding that is simply what happens when people often get together in an offsite moment as a team, for instance, and they share a personal story about themselves. And very often the first thing they say in terms of feedback is, I've learned more about my fellow team members in 1 hour of storytelling than I've learned about them in an entire year of working with them. So it's this sense of, who are we in the outside world? What are all the things we're passionate about? What are the things we do? What are those wonderful aspects of our lives as full human beings in the world that we're leaving at the door when we come into our organizations and putting on the corporate mask?
Well, that's a very comprehensive answer. Thank you very much. You come from a background of theatre. You are or were a theatre director, and obviously, as your book says, you know, you're talking about things in terms of roles. So are you saying that really we have lots of authentic selves inside us, and we choose in any moment to play whichever one of those is the best one, or whichever one comes out? It's kind of like saying, who do I need to create myself as now? The way parents do when they're around their children, if the child's upset, the parent doesn't necessarily give in to their own upset. They gather themselves and they say, okay, for the moment I need to be strong, dependable, calm parent. Is it something that you think we can choose to do?
Yeah, I love how you've just described that, Nuala, with parenting. It's exactly that. It's, how do I need to show up here to be in service to this person or to these people in this moment? What's the environment? How do I need to show up? So if I need to transmit really deep listening and calm and reassurance, I need to make sure that I put myself in that state before I go in. If I need to host a meeting where we need to have creative thinking and lots of problem solving, I need to be energized. I need to be positive. Maybe I've had to, you know, do a little bit of exercise and get my body warmed up so that my brain is firing on all cylinders. So yes, it's that question. How do I need to show up here in this moment, in this environment, in order to get these results? And being authentically yourself does not mean being habitually one thing. It means literally calibrating your energy, your emotions, and your physicality for the state of play that you need to, I'll say, perform in. But we always are playing different roles.
Well, a lot of people at the moment will be, you know, if they aren't already feeling tension or anxiety, you have some tips for people. I mean, you've talked about how it's okay to cry in public. Now, maybe we're not going out into public very much, but essentially you're talking about how to channel your emotions, to bring your feelings up. And this is as much for men, in fact, possibly more, without wanting to generalize, for men, we need, don't we, to find a way to allow our feelings to come out and to be accepted or to be seen without them going to anger, because that is one of the dangers, that when people are stuck together, that fear can come out as anger. How do we channel it in a different way, do you think?
Any form, even if it's just 60 seconds of a kind of meditation, a moment where we just stop, we just pause, we take a breath, maybe we close our eyes and visualize something that we love, like a favorite landscape or some gratitudes about people and things that we love. Just taking a moment so that we get grounded and connected to ourselves. That is such a powerful tool. I can't emphasize it enough. And to just take periodic stop points along the day when you feel yourself becoming reactive, when you feel you're getting anxious or panicking, it's just that moment of stepping back and finding just a moment to stop and breathe. Inhale, get grounded, get your roots, and find your balance. And then you'll find, if you keep practicing that, you know, we become what we practice, you will find yourself being able to stay more open rather than closed off and very reactive. You know, the difference between just getting to be more responsive. Also just communicating more transparently, more honestly, saying, you know, I really just need a few moments alone just to think through something, and then I will come out of the room and we can have a chat. Or to be able to say, you know, let's have a conversation about this, let's try it in this way, let's each have a chance to speak to each other without interruption and really hear each other for a moment. So it's really just find, you know, all of us have to explore how to keep stepping back and at the same time holding space for ourselves and for each other.
That's a lovely way to put it, that we're all experiencing, we're coming face to face with these huge existential themes like loss of control, you know, fear of death, fear of fear, fear, you know, worry. And the irony is, the more we feed listening to the news and the more we sit in our own worry, the more we spin round and the more we feel out of control. And I love the fact that you're saying, actually, we have a lot more power and control than we realize. But it's hard to divert yourself when, you know, these things are just surrounding us 24/7.
To manage our state more successfully and more healthily, I think all of us need to put on some controls and boundaries around how much news we keep listening to. So, you know, in the same way that when we talk about time management, we say things like, you know, group your emails and respond to them at a certain point in the day instead of constantly. And, you know, make sure you give your ring fence yourself some time for a proper break, and so on and so on. We have to do the same psychologically. If we allow ourselves just to be having input 24/7 of anxiety and alarm and panic and doom and gloom news, it's going to override us. It's going to completely fill our nervous system. So what we need to do to counteract that is we need to find those spaces where we manage that ourselves and say, no, I'm going to listen to some, you know, great music, or I'm going to go and look at something that inspires me, like read something that I find inspirational for 30 minutes and uplift my spirit. Another thing, and one way to treat this creatively, is to think about your life story. Share some stories. Think about times in your life when you've been very challenged and you've come through. So you start to build a little bit of evidence around your own strengths and your own ability to go forward with challenges. Or think about some times in your life when you reached a turning point, or when you achieved something and you were so proud of it. It's a wonderful time now to start going into some reflection about your own life and the stories that you hold about your life and things that you've learned about yourself, your wisdom, your experience. All of that is coming into play right now and will come into play as we all step forward into the next thing.
Yeah, that is great. That is such an uplifting thought. I'm going to go and get my Wonder Woman costume out of the bag at the bottom of the cupboard. I'm going to recreate myself again. Wonder Woman. No, I never did that, just in case. I don't want to leave anybody with that mental image. Listen, thank you so much. That has been very uplifting. And thank you for your authenticity with us this afternoon, Diana. And take care.
Absolute pleasure. Bye-bye.
That was the lovely Dr. Diana Theodores there. And her book is called Performing as You, How to Have Authentic Impact in Every Role You Play.